The problem we're faced with in cotton culture nowadays is the fact we have a longer growing season, and this belies the fact that we are actually planting cotton anywhere from, say, 2 to 3 weeks earlier than we used to do, say, 15 years ago. Keeping that in mind, we also have later season cotton varieties, whether they're mid-season, long season, or moving further north. And the fact that we have a larger economy of scale of some of the larger farms nowadays, this tends to make farm operations a little more trying. So when you're looking at managing a cotton field, you have larger fields, and oftentimes a fertilizer treatment in the middle of the season doesn't get put on when it should. Watering occurs a little bit later, and the result is that you've got a lot of rank, lush growth in that cotton. This presents a problem because that later terminal growth is unproductive. It's not going to make that yield that you need to have for that fruit and that flower. The other problem that some folks tend to overlook, and it's very variable from season to season, is this crop is susceptible to later season problems, whether it's weather-related, insect, or disease-related. Excuse me. So when we're looking at managed maturity, we're looking at actually a new cultural practice. And when we look at a practice such as this, it's not associated with defoliation. This is actually going on well in advance of defoliation. But we need to look at a practice that will actually enhance the maturity, which is one of the greatest benefits of managed maturity, and that is getting that crop out 1 to 2 weeks earlier. As you can see on the left-hand side, let me go back. We go back. We go back, and let me get the pointer going here. On this side here, the untreated, you can see within the hat ring, this untreated terminal growth, where we've made an application of AIM at 3/8 of an ounce, or 0.006 pounds AI per acre, with a 1% crop oil concentrate. You can see where we eliminated that terminal growth. That's just your upper 3 to 4 nodes that we've been able to eliminate. So the solution with this new cultural practice is to eliminate unwanted terminal growth, remove the unproductive fruit. Those are squares or small bowls that won't really amount to anything and actually may detract from the bowls that will result in a harvestable bowl. May improve defoliation, may improve our link quality and our yield. And something that's kind of a hidden benefit is reducing the late season insect and disease pressure. Again, here's a famous picture off of Buffalo Island, Arkansas, near Leechville. And again, I won't belabor the point, but you can see on the left-hand side what managed maturity does versus the untreated check. I guess if we were to have gone out there and done some measurements height-wise, you would have seen some growth on the right-hand side, but we'll show that later on. So our objectives this year are to develop a database in this 2007 season, looking at this from a large-scale standpoint. We chose working with consultants and, in some cases, some of the extension folks across the cotton belt. The active ingredient, of course, is AIM or carfentrazone. Our rates were 3/8 of an ounce with 1% crop oil concentrate. Our timings were anywhere from nose above white flower 450 heat units, which is approximately your first crack bowl, up to 15% open bowls. And again, how heat units are accumulated from a latitudinal standpoint, going from the Gulf Coast up into the central part of the cotton belt, it varies. Your variability with those accumulation of heat units is crucial to how to manage the use of this. Last part is we were looking at across the cotton belt, Pima and upland cotton varieties, and we wanted to validate some of the primary benefits of this. Our trial design was using 20 key consultants across the cotton belt. We asked them to look at 2 to 3 side-by-side comparisons of anywhere from 5 to 10 acres. And what we wanted to collect from the data with these consultants was percent defoliation, percent desiccation, terminal control, and percent open bowls. The yield data, of course, is very important, but crop information is something that helps us write that label. We had a pretty good handle on how to do that, but we were kind of pushed for time, and we were very conservative. Again, as Dr. Wilson indicated, it was probably one of the most debated labels in anybody's career in our company. As far as the quality data is concerned, that was something that also was very important from the standpoint of the economic benefit. So we look at the different regions and different states, the Mid-South of Arkansas through up through Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Southeast with North Carolina, Southwest, Arizona, California, Texas, and of course Texas is a nation unto itself, so we have the Blacklands, Coastal Bend, and the high-end rolling plains. This gave us a pretty good breadth of how to write this label. This is one of the more, this is one of the success stories, but this is a individual out in Arkansas. Of course, obviously on the right-hand side, we have the managed maturity application being made. This is taken 14 days after application. And you can see, about shoulder height, you can see this growth that's occurred in 14 days versus if you look at the silent shoulder, you just don't see that. So we look at our results with our consultants. Again, we see a very similar trend. Of course, this is not replicated. These are just side-by-side fashion type treatments. We do see with the untreated check at 7 days after treatment, defoliation by the plant cutting out by itself about 5%. And as we know, cotton plants, when they start to mature, don't have water added to them, you will see more cutout occurring. The same thing with desiccation. This is a very good trend. We're actually able to manage with a very low rate, this 3/8 of an ounce rate of aim, these two factors. But what's more important is our terminal control and our percent open bowls. What you have to keep in mind is when you are damaging a cotton plant with the mode of action that we have, we're actually building up the amount of ethylene in that plant. That in turn speeds up certain physiological processes that are associated with maturation of the crop. In particular case, you take a look at your percent terminal control, it's pretty flat, about 60%. But when we go from open bowls, you see that we see a little bit of an increase, but it's greater than the untreated check. So after we do our defoliation program, this is what we have, very similar results. The difference is how that crop is matured. We're actually managing the maturity. Case in point, if you take a look at this side-by-side in the Stoneville, Mississippi area, we had better foliage reduction after the defoliation, but you can see with the yellow line denoting the difference between where we have the aim management maturity. You can see where we have more open bowls, less top growth, less material, and less trash to hang up. Real important factor. Take a look at that left-hand side of the field. It's kind of willowy. You got a little bit more of that dead dry matter that will cause problems as far as quality is concerned. So we look at the yield data. That's a big question. What do we do with yield? These are large-scale plots. About half the time, we even see this in small-scale plots, replicated trials, about a 30 to 60-pound difference in yield. This is an average of 30 pounds over the untreated check. This is important because what we are doing, what we believe we're doing in theory, is in practicality occurring here. We're taking what's going into an unproductive part of the plant, it's going down to that bowl. It's actually making that bowl that's going to be harvestable earlier and more productive. We've collected quality samples. Thank you to Dr. Sam Wilson for carrying this out, being the clearinghouse for us on this. And with quality data, we saw no difference in the quality. We did see a trend with strength being a little bit better. Again, from the standpoint of loan payments and what have you, this may be a key point for us. So when we look at aim managed maturity, case in point, this is excellent right here. You can see we had reduction, again, in that top growth. Over here, you don't see the reduction. But this is just after your first defoliation application, and you see how green that is. This is probably going to require another defoliation application. And the question is it ready to pick? And as we all know, what happened along the Gulf Coast 2 years ago, or 3 years, I should say, in 2005 with Katrina, there are some folks who had wanted to use this back then but didn't have the ability to do it. This year, we had one individual in Louisiana who ended up treating 2,000 acres and was very pleased with it. So, as a summary, we've targeted our rate of 3/8 of an ounce. Timing is anywhere from first crack bowl to 15% open. If you're using the Cotman model, you can pretty well say, well, nose above white flower, 5 to 450 heat units to 650 heat units. First crack bowl, that's usually the time you shut down your irrigation. Okay. Next thing you want to keep in mind, we're going to be getting about 20 to 25% defoliation and desiccation of that terminal up in the top. So we're not defoliating the whole plant. The greatest attribute to this all is actually reducing the amount of dry matter that's going to go through. That's going to be gone. And when, as far as the yields are concerned, we're hopping out of the yields. No difference in your quality, what have you. And what I want to impress upon everybody about this is that this is a new management practice, new cultural practice. And as cotton is one of the most heavily manipulated crops in the world, we found another little niche or another little area to manage it. It's not going to fit on every field. Again, this is a practice that will fit in those situations where we have a lot of late terminal growth, a lot of fruit that's not going to manage properly. And again, we're very excited about this. Are there any questions? In some situations, we did. However, when we did have a situation where we had people going and make that first defoliation application with the aim, according to the protocol we had, that took care of the juvenile growth. Good question, though. Any other questions? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.